Bienvenidos todos ustedes a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American School Way. El día de hoy nos acompaña un embajador de los Estados Unidos. Y como siempre, tomen apunte, recuerden, tengan presentes los siguientes datos que van a ser muy importantes para que al final del capítulo evalúen qué bueno estuvo su nivel de inglés. Nuestro embajador nos va a estar hablando sobre su primera vez en Colombia. Y aquí algunos apuntes para ustedes. ¿Qué opinan los americanos cuando vienen a Colombia por primera vez? ¿Por qué a las personas extranjeras les gusta tanto quedarse en nuestro país? ¿Qué tenemos los colombianos? ¿Qué ofrecemos? ¿Cuáles son los hábitos alimenticios que diferencian a Colombia de los Estados Unidos? ¿Son buenos? ¿Son malos? ¿Son mejores? ¿Son peores? No sabemos. ¿Qué opina nuestro embajador al respecto? ¿Cómo les va a las personas extranjeras con el baile en Colombia? ¿Cuáles son las comidas colombianas que nuestro embajador recomienda? ¿Y cuál es esa comida que no le gustó, que sí probó, pero que no recomienda? Bienvenidos. Welcome to International Talk Time with American School Way. Since this moment, we are going to be practicing just in English. Enjoy it.
Hi, welcome to this American School Way podcast. My name is Camilo, and today we have a great guest from the United States. So, well, let me introduce you, John Lane. John, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good. So, introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone, I'm John Lane from the United States, and I work the Restrepo branch.
Well, so we're going to talk about these experiences here in Colombia. So, what was your first impression once you came here?
Life changing. The culture. Everyone was so friendly, made so many new friends right away. It was incredible. The food, the music, the dancing, the liveliness. It was incredible.
Okay. What about, well, speaking of food, what will be your top three food here, the best dishes you've ever tried?
The number one was La Churma. I had an addiction to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love.
Then chicharrón. I love chicharrón. Really, I can't remember what it's called, but it has rice, beans, egg, meat. It's something paisa. Yes, I love that. That's incredible. Yes, plantain, really everything. Oh, what shocked me the most, though, I was surprised, the juice mixed with milk.
Yeah.
It was shocking to see, but it was incredible. When I drank it, I actually had an addiction.
Addiction. What's your favorite juice?
Mora. Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, sometimes you see that when it comes to eating, it's necessary to have like some, obviously, eating habits too, right?
Yes.
So, how have you controlled these eating habits here in Colombia? Because almost everything here is delicious.
Yes, but the biggest difference between here and the United States is that the food is so much healthier. I've lost over 50 kilos in 1 year. And I'm not on a diet. I eat plenty of chocolate almonds. Okay. Just the food in general, it's incredible. Oh, yes.
That's a lot?
Yes, it's a big difference.
So you work.
No, not so much, though. No, I haven't been able to join a gym. They're a little bit expensive for me. So I just work, and it seems like Colombia in general has just improved my health in so many ways.
So what's your diet? Because, well, actually, I've been trying this intermittent fasting and tried to drink water and all this stuff. And in some cases, because of both. Obviously, that depends on the metabolism of the person, right?
Yes, definitely. Some people fast metabolism, some people slow metabolism. But for me, pretty much my girlfriend is Colombian. So we eat traditional Colombian food a lot of fried food, a lot of rice, and it just seems like it's healthier because in the United States, it's more common to eat fast food. And it's actually cheaper to eat fast food than it is to eat at home and made home-cooked meals. So here, it's cheaper to be healthy, which is incredible.
Unbelievable. Well, actually, now some people will hear Colombian people, when you say that estate, the first thing that comes to their minds is McDonald's.
Yes.
Right. So Is there any other places? Well, obviously there are like Wendy's,
Burger King, Arby's, Rallies. There's so many different varieties. And it's surprisingly, it's actually cheap to eat there. You could get a hamburger for $1, which is about 4,000 pesos. Yeah, so it's actually cheap to eat fast food. You buy a steak, a raw steak, you pay about $15, $10 to $15. Yeah, so that's around about 40,000 to 45,000 pesos for a steak. Yeah, so it's actually cheaper to eat in fast food restaurants.
Interesting. Well, now, in terms of this food, what is this top three to the food that you don't like here?
Honestly, there's only one. I think, now forgive my pronunciation, but I think it's pronounced morcilla.
Morcilla, okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like. I tried it last year during Christmas on my vacation to Manizales with my girlfriend's family, and it just had an odd taste. Now, granted, it could taste better somewhere else. I just haven't had a chance to try it anywhere else, but there I did not like that. Yes.
Okay. Well, some people think that, well, here in Colombia, some people think that it's necessary to eat in different proportions or to know how to eat. First to eat a salad, then protein, and then the carbs. So do you eat in that order?
No. No. I have no order in my life at all. Yeah, whenever I'm craving, I'll eat sometimes with the meat first. I'll save the rice for last, or I'll even mix the rice with the plantain. It's random. Random, yeah, for me.
So what would be your recommendation for North American in terms of food? What would you recommend to eat?
Try everything. Everything possible, because everything's delicious, besides morcilla.
Okay.
But every restaurant I've ever been to, it's been amazing. Food tastes so good.
Oh, well, now all the way around. If I were traveling and I wanted to go to the United States, what would be your recommendation in terms of food? What are the do's and don'ts? What to eat, what not to eat?
Really? Just like here, try everything. Because everybody has a different flavor that they like, and there's no way to know what's best for you unless you try. And there's so much variety in the United States, because I always tell people the United States is like a big pot mixed with every culture. So you can find Japanese, Chinese, Middle Eastern, Russian, everything. So try everything. That's my suggestion.
Okay. Now, what's your key to lose weight?
Come to Colombia. Seriously, from the day I got here, every week my weight would go down, and I'm about 94 kilos. So yeah, it's pretty good for me. I was about 150 a little over a year ago.
But then you walk? Do you fly much?
Yeah, not so much. I take a sip. But I think it's just a healthy lifestyle in Colombia. It's more active, people move around more. And the dancing, definitely the dancing.
I think that's key.
Dance. Yes, I think so, actually. Now I think about it, dancing could definitely do it, yeah.
All right, do you dance?
Yes.
What do you dance?
The salsa and reggaeton mostly. And my girlfriend asked how did I do, because I never danced a day in the United States ever. Our first time dancing was in Manizales, and I asked her how I did, and she said that I did good, but I need some lessons.
All right, so now you can give.
Yes.
As the lessons.
Yes. I love dancing. It's a fun way to burn off energy and stress and just to relax. And the atmosphere here is just everybody has fun. There's no drama. There's no violence. And most of the time, yeah, peaceful.
That's true. Now, you know what? Dancing and eating well. That's a key. Time's out, guys. Let me say thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm John from Resherpa. If you want to come and talk to me, come to the school.
All right, so that's all for today. And I hope to see you soon in another session of Emerging the School Way podcast. Have a nice one. See you soon.